Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over. It's available in most U.S. bookstores or call the number on the screen and order your copy today. Call now or visit our website. Ask for offer B139.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 8th day of November 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, the head of the Treasury Department, and, of course, Wall Street Journal former editor, syndicated columnist, best-selling author, will be joining us to talk about his article, The American Empire is Falling with the Dollar. Sarkozy says dollar drop, risk triggering world trade war. Stocks plunge another 360 points on bad news on the dollar. Experts say Fed is stealing half of seniors' paychecks, contends government manipulating data to keep cost of living index low. Yeah, most old folks I know living on Social Security are having to actually secretly work extra jobs, or I'm talking about 75, 80-year-olds, or get money from family. And it's only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. California gas prices reach $5 a gallon as oil goes right up to $100 a barrel. Ladies and gentlemen, it has started. The complete collapse and slide has started. We are in red level crisis. A little prelude that you just heard, or a little taste of what's coming later at the start of the next hour. I twisted my uncle's arm, who's one of the most knowledgeable people I know about the Bible, to just pop in a little bit in the second hour with us before we get into the whole drug war police state with Kevin Booth. And then, of course, a gentleman who's been talking about the plunge of the dollar for years and the whole New World Order strategy, Steve Quayle, in the third hour today. So big broadcast lined up for you on this Thursday. We just heard Pastor Hagee from Cornerstone Church saying that Jesus is not the Messiah, that he did not come to be the Messiah. And again, even if you're an atheist or you're an agnostic, it's important when mainline, the third biggest evangelical preacher, hands down, and in the U.S., extremely powerful, comes out and says this. And I ended up last night and this morning watching literally an hour or so of clips of him. Pastor Hagee is an abomination. I had a nice lady who was from his church Monday night. He's in San Antonio here in Austin to see Endgame, and she asked what I thought of him. And I said, well, you know, I remember seeing him on TV 10, 15 years ago, and I agree with quite a bit of what he says, but a lot of it I don't. It's kind of like Glenn Beck. He was talking about the ACLU founded by communists and reading their own quotes about how they wanted to put us in concentration camps and how oppression is good if it's done for the Soviet model. I mean, I agree with Glenn Beck, and that's the truth. I mean, the facts are the facts. But then he'll say, let's have World War III, and Alex Jones is evil and dangerous. And, you know, then he kind of calls for the same thing they're calling for. But this Hagee is an absolute demon. And this is right out of the pit of hell. I mean, if you're a Christian, this is the whole basis of Christianity, is that Jesus was the Messiah and was rejected and will come again. Hagee is an antichrist. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after using.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a man who's been listed by many major financial publications as one of the top most influential economists in the last 50 years, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I know he's criticized the evangelicals in this country for being turned into nothing but political tools of the neocons and Israel. And I got him on today to talk about his incredible story, The American Empire is Falling with the Dollar. It's up on the online journal. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. You can go up there and read it right now. But I was just telling him what Hagee's been saying. Now, at the AIPAC speech, we'll play later in the next hour. Just wait till he apologizes for America. He apologizes that Christians have been evil. It is just totally insane. Now, listen to him say Jesus was not the Messiah. Jesus did not come to be the Messiah. And we're going to be reading some actual Bible scriptures next hour. Now, this is a secular radio show. It's a news program. But when the third biggest preacher, and he's rated as that in the country, the biggest TV shows, money, 11,000 plus people at any one time filling his church, over 30,000 members of the church. This is a guy who wants World War III, the rest of it. Here is Pastor Hagee. This is just one of the clips coming up today. Listen carefully. Jesus was an insurrectionist. Jesus was not the Messiah. Here it is.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose in defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor...
Now, obviously, folks, when he's in the temple and the high priest are around him and they say, "Are you the Messiah?" He says, "Yes." They rip their cloaks off. They seize him. They beat the daylights out of him, and it starts. Hundreds of passages, hundreds of verses. And we're here to talk about the dollar, and we've got other clips. It gets even worse. Dr. Roberts, what did you think of that clip?
Well, I know it sounds unbelievable to me. I guess the guy's gone completely insane. Maybe he's simply been, maybe he gets larger donations from the Zionists than he does from his congregation.
Well, I mean, it's becoming...
Maybe there's no difference.
What do you think of Pat Roberts endorsing Giuliani? And he actually said, I have the quotes, he said, "The abortion and the gay issues aren't as important..." And regardless of where you are on this debate, it's staples of Christian, you know, conservatism, Christianity, to now endorse him and say that doesn't matter. All that matters is fighting Islamofascism. I mean, it says, I thought I'm living in the Twilight Zone, Doctor.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what is Islamofascism? It's a term coined by neoconservative Jews. It's a propaganda term. It has no meaning. It's a stupid term. There's no such thing as Islamofascism. And as far as I'm concerned, the entire war on terror is a hoax. There's the only terrorists are the ones we created with our invasions.
And the Pentagon said in the P2OG plan that that was their exact plan, to create insurrection and division and spread warfare to the region. The dollar, sir... it is truly sad to see it implode. As an expert on the dollar, as the head policy man at the Treasury there under Reagan and under that huge unprecedented boom, please give us your expert analysis on what we're facing.
Well, you're facing a very rapid loss in value of the dollar. It's becoming so rapid, I think it's alarming. Why is it happening? It's because... we've got unmanageable trade deficits, budget deficits. The economy is set for recession, so that budget deficit will go up. The wars show no end. The generals have been saying for some time that we would be in Iraq for 10 years, and the other day the former American commander in Iraq said 50 years. Well, there's no prospect of Chinese or the Japanese financing an American war for a half a century. So there's simply no way to pay for it. There's no way to pay for the 737 foreign U.S. bases. They are a tremendous drain on the trade deficit. So, or I should say they balloon the trade deficit because the money that we pay over there is... into the hands of foreigners. It's like buying foreign goods and importing them. So the situation is dire. I think given the hubris and stupidity of Washington, and I might add of the economics profession, nothing will be done. The crisis will just hit.
Dr. Roberts, I want to talk about when you think it's going to either continue to slide or how deep it'll slide, but I'm sure you know that yesterday the Chinese Central Bank and Mr. Qing announced that they are going to now accelerate the move out of their $1.43 trillion, that they hold in federal securities, and obviously that's an accelerated the slide. I mean, at this point... How bad is it going to get?
It can get awfully bad. The trouble is, where can they go? You see, they've driven up the euro. It's now $1.47. Just the other day, it was $1.43, it seems. And it's causing tremendous problems for Europe because their goods are now priced so high. It's, you know, they're having to freeze wages and the profit margins are hurt. So their exports are hurt. So when you try to escape from the enormous supply of dollars that have been created in the last 20 years, where can you go? Well, into the euro, and now so it's wrecking Europe. It's gone into Canada, but it's not a very big economy, currency. You know, it doesn't really have enough Canadian dollars to absorb the flight from the dollar. It's gone into the British pound and driven it way up, but it's also not large enough to absorb these dollars. So where can they go? If the Chinese were to abandon the peg, then the excess dollars would drive up the Chinese currency.
Is that the attempt? Because the White House has been asking them to remove the peg, haven't they?
Yes, they've been asking them to do it. If China removes the peg and all the surplus dollars drive up the value of the Chinese currency, then it's going to, given our dependence on China for manufactured goods and advanced technology products, it's going to drive the prices up here a tremendous amount. When you go to Walmart, you'll think you're in Neiman Marcus. And Americans don't have any discretionary income left.
Let me just stop you there, because we've hit the wall. We're hitting the wall, a greater private debt than in the depths of the Depression. And it seems like we have all these different conflicting tidal storms running into each other. Fox News is saying this is good, ha-ha, we're getting Europe. But if we don't have any industrial base to make goods with the dollar down, then we aren't even really selling more goods. It's a tiny increase. And so it's just wrecking everything. I mean, it seems like that they can't be that stupid, Doctor. They have to know that they're doing everything they can by the book, dotting every I, crossing every T to just wreck everything, or is it just insanity?
No, they're just stupid. It's hubris. You know, think about Hitler. We may have talked about this before. Hitler would still be there if he hadn't marched off into Russia. There was no reason for him to march off into Russia. He just thought he was the great guy and could do anything. So that's what we have in Washington. These stupid Bush people, these neocons, they believe America is exceptional. Its hedge enemy can be put over the whole world. It's just a matter of will, they say. They're not clued in to any reality. In fact, they've said that themselves, don't you know? They said that, you can study the reality we create. We're not reality bound. So it is an insane regime. And the people who support it, in my opinion, are insane, because they're supporting war crimes. They're supporting the demise of their country's power and influence, the demise of their currency and their living standards. And they think that that's great. They think that's patriotic. So, you know, what do you do with people like that? They've no future. They've got the wits to justify their existence.
No one has a crystal ball, but as you said, there's been a slide of 2 cents of value. There's only 100 cents in $1 just in the last week and a half, from 43 now to 47 over.
Look, let's put it this way, Alex. Since 2001, the dollar has lost more than 60% of its value against the euro. More than 60%.
But now it's accelerating. What's going to happen?
I don't know. You know, at some point, the euro gets driven up so high, it endangers that economy. So you can be endangered by too high a price as well as too low a price. And so if the flight from the dollar drives the euro so high that people say, wow, we've wrecked the European economy, they can't sell anything.
But that only hurts us.
No, but Alex, then they stop flying to the euro. They say, hell, we can't go there anymore because it's got problems. And so they may have to stop, just because everywhere they flee, it causes problems there.
Stay there. Final segment, Dr. Roberts. I want to come back and hear more about this.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegade, it is Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, a renegade.
We're back live with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Dr. Roberts, again, thank you for the time today. Just in closing, in the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, we're talking during the break about Brazilian supermodels. As you said, the cliche of the dumb blonde knows not to take dollars. I mean, the basics. We've already seen a massive 60%+ reduction. How low do you think it'll go? What is this most likely to precipitate?
All right, Alex, those are good questions. I think that there's a limit to how far the dollar can go, simply because there's so many dollars, there's not enough room in other currencies to absorb them. At some point, the flight of investors from the dollar to the euro will cause amazing troubles in Europe. They won't be able to export anything because the prices are driven up so high in euros. So investors will see, oh my God, Europe's in trouble now. And so they'll no longer see the euro as a safe haven from the dollar. The same thing will happen with the British pound. They drive up the pound so much that it just stops Britain's ability to sell anything. And people say, well, we've brought Britain into a crisis, so that's not a safe haven. The same thing with the Canadian dollar. So there's a limit, I think, as to where the to how long the flight from the dollar can go on.
Where is that floor?
I don't know, but it could be getting close, just because if you look at already the dislocations, the 60% rise in the euro has caused for Europe. You know, wages are being frozen, profit margins are shrinking, exports are down. So it's starting to impact on Europe, the flight from the dollar. And so that limits the confidence people have in going into the euro, just because they've brought it into difficulty.
How does this play out midterm?
I don't know how it plays out. But, two things. One, Alex, at some point, the foreigners are going to stop financing our budget and trade deficits. Then we're going to have a massive crisis, the likes of which we've not experienced.
The bubble will implode?
The whole thing, see, if you can't pay, if you're totally dependent on imports and manufactured goods and you can't pay for them, what do?
You implode.
If you can't balance your budget, what do? You print money to pay your bills.
So hyperinflation.
And so that makes that pushes the dollar down more, you see. And then it's what happens if you don't have a reserve currency. If the euro can't sustain the role, the Chinese don't accept it, the pound's too little, the Canadian dollar's too little, if the dollar is destroyed,
global financial
trade. You couldn't trade except with barter. There wouldn't be any international trade. At least, where's the reserve currency? How do you pay?
Dr. Roberts, you're talking about global financial Armageddon.
Listen, look at the mess these fools have already produced in the Middle East. They've got two wars. They can't win. Cakewalks, allegedly. They've gone on now 5-6 years. They have destabilized Pakistan. Their puppet in Pakistan is having to resort to all sorts of dictator methods to hold on to power. Trouble is brewing in Egypt. I mean, if people can make these kinds of miscalculations, if they say, the war in Iraq will be over in 6 weeks, and it'll pay for itself out of oil revenues, that's an amazing miscalculation. Anybody can make that miscalculation, can make any number of miscalculations, and that's all that Washington has done.
And now Bush is saying that Saddam killed Mandela and saying that kids hijacked planes and killed 3,000 students. I've been watching him. Every time he's on TV, sir, he looks, if I saw him on the street, I would say that man is insane.
I think he is insane, yeah. I mean, he's talking about World War III. I mean, look, there's insanity everywhere, as you point out. These Christian evangelicals who want to be raptured up to heaven, the Christian Zionists who want to fight and die for Israel. Where does this insanity come from? It's not a plot. It's some kind of just utter sweep of insanity over the country.
Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us. God bless you.
God bless you, Alex.
Take care. All right, there's Dr. Roberts. We'll be back with my thoughts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You just heard the father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor, listed by scores of institutions and economic schools as in the top 10 economists in the last 50 years, tell you that, yes, worldwide financial depression, literal financial Armageddon. That is what we are on the brink of. That is what we may be entering. Bottom line, worldwide catastrophe economically. The question is, will it be, you heard him, total global financial implosion? Now, I disagree with Dr. Roberts because I've read a lot of their own documents. And I, you know, you heard him 2 years ago, not sure the government carried out the attacks. Now he is sure, you know, he's been brought along too. He has a lot of knowledge we don't have. We have some knowledge he doesn't have. That's why we bring you all these experts and the calls and myself, and we try to integrate it all in. But I am shaken. I will tell you that. And it's not even because I love the little bit of money I've got. It's because I realize the crises societally that this is going to cause. And I see the establishment getting in place for all this decades ago. I think it's hard for Dr. Roberts, who was a true public servant, and back when we were not completely controlled by the globalist, you know, he'll admit there's a global elite. He just can't bring himself to believe now that they are actually doing this. They are. But regardless of whether it's by design or they're just totally insane, they're doing it. It's happening. Regardless, that's their policy. So it really becomes an academic discussion from that point on. The only question is, then, could we politically force the issue and educate the public in these intricacies? And frankly, a public who can't find the U.S. on a map a public who can't find Persia on a map and they think it's in the Middle East, I mean, these people, literally, you talk to them, they don't know their head from a hole in the ground. I study this constantly. I'm obsessed with it because it's so interesting. And it's life and death. And all I can say is the New World Order is completely nuts. They think they're running things. They think there's a method to their madness. But, you know, the eugenicists that run our entire society, they founded all the modern systems, and they do run it today, / transhumanist, were wrong over and over again in the past. They just never stop. They just continue, and they control the central banks. They control the issuance of money and credit. We are literally like a ship piloted in frozen straits by complete psychopaths who are having convulsions at the wheel. I mean, that's really the only way to describe it. And let me tell you, you want to be entertained, folks. Some Americans are bored. In fact, I've seen a poll, record people are bored. How could you be bored? I mean, we're certainly, there's nothing boring, folks. I can hardly sleep now. And I love my sleep. I mean, I'm somebody who'll sleep 12 hours if I'm allowed to, if I could. And I can't hardly sleep 5 hours now. I mean, I literally jump out of bed now. I used to get out of bed like a zombie. I didn't used to be a morning person. Now I am. I mean, my physiology is changing because of this. I am in total crisis mode, battle formation in the info war. And at least the good news is a lot of people are starting to wake up, but I'm just gibbering. I can't believe we're in the middle of this. Do you know what this means? Do you know what is upon us? Oh. I'm going to break down the facts here in just a minute. I'm going to get into these preachers. They may start saying Anton LaVey is God or something, and suddenly Christians nationwide will start dressing in devil outfits. I mean, it's reaching things I never thought I'd see are now happening. I mean, Hagee. Again, if you're an atheist out there, you know, I don't want to hear about religion. The point is we're analyzing it. And I am a Christian. But the point is to have the third biggest preacher in the country who's rising in eminence to supplant even Pat Robertson, to say Jesus isn't the Messiah. I mean, this is unspeakably wicked. And I just can't hold my tongue anymore. I'm just going to have to go after these people. Complete, total, absolute, frothing mania. Okay, before I get into the financial analysis here, a couple sponsors. Number one, Freedom Law School. Great folks. Unbelievable events they put on. I've been told by those that have gone to it. The Loose Change Crew told me it's one of the best conferences next to the one we had in L.A. Just the best, most professional, the most dynamic speakers. It's coming up, the Freedom Law School 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. And there's going to be Tommy Cryer, William Rodriguez, Larry Becraft, Davon Kleist, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, and so many others. 3 days at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel. Very nice. I know that hotel. I've been to it. The 16th, 17th, and 18th. Call and get your tickets now. They've had many of these that have sold out. 760-868-4271. 760-868-4271. Or livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org. All right, let me now go ahead and get into one more program note. I apologize to people. The Alamo Drafthouse asked me to have more showings because we'd had 9 before in a row that had all sold out. And they said, why just do 5 or 6? Why don't you do some more? So I said, okay, we'll do some more. And they said, you'll be able to have the biggest theater. It seats 230 people. And then they miscalculated and had some other premieres going. And so last night they had a premiere with 30 people in it next to us in the big theater and only put us in the 80-person theater and turned away 50 people that at the door that we saw and hundreds of people that tried to buy tickets. Well, we're in the 80-person theater again tonight, and I think it's already sold out. You might check on InfoWars.com. They hold a few tickets back then at the door, and you might be able to get in that way, and then that's it. So it really is frustrating to have something that people want to come. People came in from Dallas, Georgetown. One lady, I was crying that she couldn't get in to see it. We gave her an Endgame. I am sorry for those that came and were turned away. But it really holds about 90. They say it's an 80-person theater, and I'll be there tonight for a speech and question and answer at the end. And they were almost sold out last night on online tickets for that. And I don't know. I might try to twist their arm and get us in the 120 theater, but I don't know. It's just, well, we have a premiere, so we can't do that. And you go in, and there's 25, 30 people in it with 200 open seats. And, oh, okay, well, that's good. I'm not mad at them. I'm just, I don't like crying women. So, look, if you want to see the film, get the DVD at Infowars.com. Go get it right now. Get it and make copies so people know they're behind the cancer viruses. They're behind the eugenics. They're behind it all. It's the world government. It's the most important subject out there, frankly, and most people aren't aware of it. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv and download it right now in super high quality. If you haven't gotten a monthly membership for $5.95 and you don't want to go in there and download Terror Storm, second edition, or my book, or Paul Watson's book, burn it on disc, print copies out, hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of special reports, thousands and thousands of videos that we've done the last 3.5 years. It's an incredible resource, every subject you can imagine under the sun. Prisonplanet.tv, go get your memberships now. By the way, there's going to be close to 2 hours of powerful extras that got cut from Endgame posting the 28th. Basically, Endgame 1.5 will be out the 28th. Not on DVD, not available anywhere else, for PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality. I got two guys out there right now culling through just 20, 30 hours of the condensed stuff. We shot like 600 hours of stuff for this film. They're going through the boil down at 30, 40 hours. I don't know what it is. I know it's 5 terabytes or something, you know, the 1,000 gig or whatever. It's incredible. Just prisonplanet.tv. All right. I'm sorry if I'm kind of flustered, folks. To be here at the moment of truth. I mean, you heard Dr. Roberts. He's never talked like that. Do you know what this is going to do? Guaranteed massive, deep recession. We've been in recession for over a year. They won't even admit that. And it could easily bring us into not just depression, but breakdown of society. Did you hear one of the top 10 living economists just tell you that? Breakdown, barter, total financial meltdown globally. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's what the New World Order is planning. They said in the Trilateral Commission documents that they would cause global financial crises and currencies by 2000. They're 7 years behind. And they said they would then offer a globalization of currency to a global peg, where all the currencies are pegged to a certain amount to stop instability. That's what they did in 1913 engineering crises. That's all been declassified in public. To then say, oh, we'll end all financial crises in the future and stabilize with this Federal Reserve system. That's what they'll do. And they took over in England that way. They took over in Germany that way. They always say they have these private central banks owning and running everything to stop crises. They made the decision to loan money out to people with no jobs and no credit. They made the decision to then cut off the credit. They could have kept the balloon going. They made the decision to pile on 3 months ago and have Alan Greenspan and Paul Volcker and all these other Federal Reserve board members and the Treasury secretaries and Treasurer of the Exchequer and the head of the Bank of England, the head of the Bank of Germany, the French Bank, the Swiss banks, all come out and say the dollar's dead, and then it would keep trying to, it was so strong just because it was the world reserve currency, they would literally just jump on it and stab it, and then a week later go, oh, look, it's going down, too bad. It could go to zero. I mean, they had the head of the IMF come out 3 weeks ago and say, it could go to zero. Well, I mean, they know exactly what that's going to do. And then it's going to wreck all the other currencies. As it's now doing, it's destroying investment. It's destroying savings. Let me explain what's happened. Let's say you had a safety deposit box with $100,000 in it, $100,000 in gold, and they just walked in and took 67% of it. Oh, yeah, it's now to that. And you're not mad. You're not upset. The yuppies don't care. They're snickering and talking about the stupid stock market that's high because of inflation. The stock market didn't go up. The dollar went down. Oil didn't go up. It's trading for cheaper in England and Europe than it was a year ago. The dollar went down, you numbskulls. And I'm not talking about my general listeners. I'm talking about the people that laugh at me and email me and make snickering jokes and post YouTube videos and the talk show host. And I mean, I'm hearing the talk show host again this morning claiming the Islamofascists are driving down the dollar and claiming that Iran dumping the dollar did this. If it's death by a thousand cuts, yeah, two or three of the little cuts are from Iran, but the deep wounds into our liver and our heart and our spleen and our kidneys, the stuff tearing our guts out and running down the street with them, with their hair on fire, is the Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke and the former Fed Chairman, his Supreme Knight Commander, his Lordship, literally over there, Alan Greenspan. They are bringing in the equivalent of World War III financially to lay waste to everything, and they're going to reorganize it all. And now, as they plunge everything, I'll have to hear the yuppies talk about how they saved us with cashless society and tracking and control and work brigades and wars and everything else. And I don't even know if I can keep myself from not slapping you upside the head. They drove down the dollar with their declarative statements. They did it. Now, coming up later, expert says feds stealing half of seniors' paychecks. It's all coming up. You're seeing the death of the country, folks, right now, with the open borders, all of it. Ted Anderson, I'm getting you on here for a few minutes. I mean, I remember you 10 years ago telling everybody this. I mean, if we'd have had this design plunge 10 years ago, it would have meant curtains. Now we're so leveraged, so deep. I mean, it makes the 70s crisis literally look like a heavenly pastoral scene. Ted, gold is now over 840 an ounce, breaking through that psychological barrier, about to break its all-time high of, what, 845. Ted Anderson, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here with you, Alex. I just listening to what you have to say, you say it so eloquently. You know what really scares me is to have a central bank that's not a U.S. bank like the Federal Reserve Bank is, but something that's on foreign soil, and we have to answer to them to have our economic conditions good. You realize what that does? I mean, they can take over our country, and we think
China owns 20% of it. The others own the rest of it. And people say they could sink us. They're already doing it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And when we have to answer to a Merrill and a bank that's not even located in our own country to have economics, you know, to have anything good for our society, we might as well just shred the Constitution and give up the fact that we're the United States of America, because we won't. You know, we can vote for our puppets, but they have to answer to that.
Well, notice now. They have 11% approval rating. Bush has the lowest approval rating of any U.S. president ever, lower than Nixon. We are in just total crises, and they've all circled the wagons, both parties together, on every issue against the people. I mean, this is the conflagration. They want to go into martial law. They've engineered the whole thing. Ted, tell them about the gold specials. If people don't now, finally.
Okay, here's the deal, Alex. I don't have time to even adjust for the $20 increase we just had in gold. Right now, I still have the same thing that I offered on the 6th. I have the British Sovereign Gold coin right now. They're $227 per coin. You can't beat that, especially with today's prices.
Now, let me stop you, Ted. This is the price from a week ago, and the price from a week ago went up from the price of 2 weeks ago. And when these sell out, you just got delivery of them, then it's going to go way up. This is your only chance, and don't worry, you'll be buying next week. But I'm worried about not even, the economy may just completely in the next few months go belly up. Get the gold in your hands now. I mean, their mainline news is talking about $2,200 gold. I don't care if it goes down. At least it can't be completely debased, but it's not going to go down. Ted?
Hey, a little silver dollars too, Alex. $400 per roll. You can't, again, I mean, you're watching the dollar just melt. I mean, in front of our eyes, the United States economy is unfolding, and, I can't say it enough. Get yourself out of the stock market. Get out of those IRAs. Get yourself into something real and tangible. And if you want to do something productive with your time, go over Congressman Ron Paul is about our only chance. And if you don't
fire out the numbers, Ted.
Okay, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. Just ask for the $10 Olympic or the British Sovereign or the rolls of silver dollars. You're helping Alex's show. All I can say is you better move now because now is the time.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Again, quarter ounce British sovereigns with collector value on top, near melt, $227 a piece. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a smoking deal. 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks a lot for having me up, Alex. I just can't say enough at this particular time that the economy's there. You can see it happening. It's unfolding in front of us. The economist that you had on just earlier just laid it out in black and white, and this guy would be more inclined to try to get people back into the banks.
I was just talking about a worldwide depression. He said no. He said barter, complete collapse.
Yeah, that's frightening when you think about that. But, you know, this is what you need for barter. This is the stuff. This is the things that will hold value.
Folks, you cannot overemphasize how grave it is. You are insane if you don't move into metals right now. 800-686-2237. They've got the silver. They've got the gold. They've got it at low prices right now. Protect yourselves right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad.
You know, About 6 months ago, we played a clip of Dick Cheney video off C-SPAN. I even ordered the original video from C-SPAN after we found the clip online of him saying, yeah, I was the head of the CFR, but I kept that secret from my members from in my congressional district in Wyoming. People emailed, they called, they said it was fake. They said he fought the CFR. Well, you go to the CFR's own website, it lists him as a director back in the mid-1990s. That's CFR.org. Well, we're getting emails saying the Hagee clip's fake. It's Hagee on video. We found multiple speeches. It's his new best-selling book,
In Defense of Israel,
and that fake voice he does. See, now you're going to have to choose. By the way, I guess Pat Robertson, when I announced that he was on CNN and played the clips 7 years ago, that abortion in China was good and, quote, they're doing what they have to do. And then his clarification said, yeah, they got a lot of people they got to. You called me and said I was of the devil, and several Christian stations that carry us dumped us. Because I reported him on CNN and played the clip. Now you're for an abortion. And now he has endorsed Rudolph Giuliani, the pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage. Now, non-political. No matter where you are on that issue, that's not a Christian evangelical position. Okay? That's not a born-again position. That's the opposite. It's the opposite. Here is Hagee. Here he is.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussion.
Yeah, destined to generate lively discussion. There's an aisle. Ted, shifting gears, I wanted to keep you in studio, and then you're in the Genesis Studios up in Studio A, I guess, up in Minnesota. But just the denial that's going on about the dollar, about Hagee, about all of this. I wanted to bring up this WorldNet Daily article, a point I've tried to make. Expert says Fed stealing half of seniors' paychecks contends government manipulating data to keep cost of living index low. They claim inflation's less than 2% in the Social Security checks, and that's annual. Just in the last 3 years, though, all the major financial firms say it's over 30% compound in the last 3 years. So you got 30%, that's conservative, inflation compounded in the last 3 years, but they're only giving them a 6% increase in inflation for those 3 years. They are then robbing 24% of the checks, and you compound that over the last six, you come to over half the check being taken, as the WorldNet Daily Economist breaks down, and with the CPI. Ted, briefly, talk about that.
Yeah, sure. They use the Consumer Price Index, just like you said, and the Consumer Price Index is adjusted every year. When something moves radically, they pull it out and they put something in that works in their favor. Right now, the housing cost is going down because, you know, housing sales are low because of the margins in there and all this debacle going on with the mortgage companies. So then they move that item in and they take out something else like fuel and oil, that kind of thing. That's going down. That adjusts the consumer price index. It obviously is a farce, and exactly right. The Social Security is getting robbed by this.
Bottom line, they can't debase the gold. 1-800-686-2237. Take advantage of the silver dollars and the British sovereign, folks. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There are many.